The following is a narrative of a first-person near-death experience edited for clarity and one of the thousands collected by the Near-Death Experience Research Foundation from all over the world and available to everyone at nderf.org. The man's name is Bob, and it was submitted on October 26th, 2002. Let's get started. It was a usual Saturday morning. I'm a 46-year-old man with no history of illness. I woke and dressed to go out for breakfast. I walked down the stairs, and as I turned to enter the living room, I felt funny. The feeling made me stop in my tracks. I didn't hear a voice, but felt something inside me, instructing me. I remember thinking, oh no, I hope I'm not dying. I have too much to do. It was as if I were answering someone's questions. I expressed fear for my older sister. She's disabled and needs help financially and with day-to-day life. I feared for her care, how lonely she might be. My thoughts were racing, my feelings ebbing and flowing, detached. I complied with inner feelings. My insides were saying, sit down, be quiet, or risk alarming your sister. I knew she was only sitting a few feet away at the kitchen table. My head suddenly felt very large. I could hear my heartbeat. The beat was pounding in a downbeat or decrescendo rhythm. I could only see a warm orange glow that went to bright white as I felt myself floating away. I could see my body sitting slumped on the edge of the chair below me as I became surrounded by a warm, bright summer sunshine. Sort of light. It felt warm. I was so happy in it. The experience felt just so wonderful. I cannot find words adequate to express my joy. Somehow, I knew that if I gave in to the feeling and stayed any longer, I would not be able to go back, to return to life. As soon as that thought occurred, my vision returned. The experience ended, and I was once again back in my body looking at the living room. I was amazed and scared all at once. I thought, wow, I hope that doesn't happen again. I was afraid to move. I became aware that I couldn't breathe. I was hyperventilating. I stuck my face in my shirt and I tried to normalize my breathing. When I could breathe again, I stood up to go into the kitchen for a drink of water and found I could only go a few feet without losing my breath completely. I took an aspirin and within 15 minutes or so, I was back to normal, except for feeling very tired. I went upstairs to rest. The next day, Sunday, my right leg swelled, and on Monday, I went to the doctor. He called for an ambulance, and I was immediately taken to a hospital and placed in the ICU for clotting and all the embolisms. In the ER, the pulmonary doc looked over me. In astonishment, he said, I can't believe you survived. You have blood clots in your lungs, and yet you lie there looking perfectly healthy. You know, this is usually catastrophic. Those who do survive struggle to breathe, and yet you lie there breathing only room air. He shook his head and proceeded to tell me about the filter I needed to stop clots from getting to my lungs and what else to expect. His words did not seem real. I was dubbed by the doctors as the guy who cheated death. Several docs, in all, were in and out during the stay. I'm now at home, recuperating and adjusting to blood thinners, trying to comprehend all that happened. It turns out that I have a genetic disorder. Guess that's why I did not think much about what happened physically to me that Saturday. The lightness and hyperventilating that has happened to me many times before. Not to the extent that it did on Saturday. Besides, I had been to the doctor for swelling and pain in my calves, and he sent me to physical therapy. With all the pain my calf is in from the clots and all the poking and prodding from the docs, I wonder whether I cheated death or death cheated me. Additional details. At the time of the experience, was there an associated life-threatening event? Yes, blood clots had formed and reached my lungs, arms, and head. What was your level of consciousness and alertness during the experience? Very conscious and alert. Was the experience dreamlike in any way? No, it was vivid and it felt very real. Describe your appearance or form apart from your body. I was looking down at my living room. My body was sitting slumped forward at the edge of the straight chair. I couldn't see my face, just the top of my back and head. What emotions did you feel during the experience? The weirdest part for me is that I was not afraid at all while it was happening to me. It was only after that it stopped that I became scared, nervous. Mostly, I felt amazement and peace and the warmest contentment I have ever felt in my lifetime. My good feelings were all intensified, and I didn't have any negative feelings. Did you have an altered sense of space or time? Yes, the experience seemed to last a long time, but in reality, it was probably only a second or two in real time. Did you have a sense of knowing special knowledge, universal order, or purpose? Well, it seems strange to me because I never thought about these things, but it became clear to me that nothing in life is linear. Instead, everything is circular. Thus, rather than being born on one day and moving linearly towards the day you die, birth becomes the beginning of a circle that completes with death. This death becomes the birth of a new beginning. It's weird, huh? Were you involved in or aware of a decision to return to your body? Yes. I had initially been concerned that I could not die because my sister needed me to take care of her. As I became comfortable in the light, I realized that I would not be able to turn back if I followed it any further. Did you have any changes of attitude or beliefs following the experience? Yes, not religious or spiritual changes, but sort of a reinforcement in continuing beyond mortal life. I'm comforted to know that my parents and other loved ones that have died are okay. Has the experience affected your relationships, your daily life, religious practices? Life has taught me to live with great appreciation of the moment. I have for many years been smelling the roses and standing in awe of the beauty of our world. I treasure my friends deeply. In this sense, again, my beliefs have merely been reinforced. Have you shared this experience with others? No. What emotions did you experience following your experience? Initially, I was scared. I didn't trust what happened to me. I needed time to think. I am pragmatic by nature. I feared more the ambulances or the ICU than I did the dying. I honestly was more concerned about my sister's reaction to the fact that I might be dying. Then I guess I entered denial because I passed the whole thing off as nothing. Even the next day, when my leg swelled, I still didn't think of it worthy of a trip to the ER. It was Sunday, and I waited till Monday when my physician would be in his office. What was the best and worst part of your experience? I can't honestly answer this yet. For me, so far, it's just an experience. I will say that the worst for me was lying in an ICU hooked up to the equipment. Docs telling me how sick I was, scheduling surgery, they had me thinking I might die any minute. I didn't mind the dying. What I minded was that my life would end there in that bed. All I wanted to do was sign myself out and head for Hampton Beach, where I could sit on the sand and expire with a cup of coffee and a cigarette and the sound of waves breaking on the shore. Is there anything else you'd like to add concerning the experience? In all honesty, this thought has crossed my mind several times. I almost wish that in some way that my life had ended that day. It would have been nice, a nice way to go. And no pain, no prior knowledge that death might come. I had absolutely no fear of what was happening to me that day while it was occurring, and that feeling was so good when I was being bathed in light, I felt whole and completely content in it. Has your life changed specifically as a result of your experience? Well, right now I have a greater respect for other people. I just want everyone to be happy. Sort of a sense of how precious the time we have together really is. Following the experience, have you had any other events in your life, medications, or substances which reproduced part of the experience? No. Did the questions asked and information you provided accurately and comprehensively describe your experience? Yes. It's hard for me to find just the right words to express the experience. I'm glad you broke it down to these questions. I hope I've communicated it well. Please offer any suggestions you might have to improve the NDERF.org questionnaire. Well, maybe a follow-up at a later date might help. My experience is only a few weeks old. I wonder how I'll feel about it as time goes on. You've been listening to a recollection of a near-death experience, one of the thousands submitted at www.nderf.org. I'm Patrick Boland.